Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The National Guard says approximately 5,000 of its soldiers are now activated nationwide. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, they've been mobilized after protests against police brutality turned violent in some places.
Hundreds of National Guard soldiers patrolled the streets of Los Angeles on Sunday morning as residents cleaned up after a night of clashes between demonstrators and police. In Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz said he would call out the state's entire National Guard force after several nights of violence and looting in the Twin Cities. Demonstrators have taken to the streets nationwide to protest the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Floyd, who is black, was filmed pleading for air as a white police officer pressed a knee into his neck. The National Guard says thousands of its soldiers and airmen have been activated so far to assist local law enforcement across more than a dozen states and, quote, protect their neighbors' right to protest peacefully. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Demonstrators are back in the streets of Minneapolis this afternoon, protesting the latest death of an African-American in police custody. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports Governor Tim Walz has extended an 8 p.m. curfew there into tonight in an effort to quell violence that's racked the city in recent days.
Thousands of National Guard soldiers and airmen are helping police and firefighters enforce the 8 p.m. curfew. Minnesota Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington says police arrested about 55 people by 2 a.m. Sunday and dozens more later. That included two who allegedly shot at police.
The officer was not hit. We arrested the two people that were in the car from which the shot was fired, and we recovered an AR-15 rifle in that particular case.
Harrington says 20% of those arrested were from outside Minnesota. He says the much larger law enforcement presence is allowing soldiers and police to get to potential trouble spots ahead of rioters. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
George Floyd's body will be returned to his hometown of Houston, where he'll be buried. Houston Public Media's Matt Harab says the latest protests there have been mostly peaceful.
Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo walked side by side with protesters from Emancipation Park, a landmark of Houston's Third Ward where George Floyd grew up, all the way to City Hall.
George, we want to respect our city and respect the memory of George Floyd by protesting, demanding action, and doing it in a way that honors his life and his memory.
With the help of State Patrol, Acevedo significantly increased his department's presence last night in what was mostly peaceful demonstrations. The entire force is working rotating 12-hour shifts. Acevedo says just over 100 arrests were made, with a few officers suffering minor injuries. For NPR News, I'm Matt Harab in Houston.
This is NPR. Hundreds of people marched on the U.S. Embassy in London to show solidarity with Americans protesting the death of George Floyd. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, other similar protests were staged in the English city of Manchester, as well as in Berlin, Toronto, and Copenhagen.
The protest began in London's Trafalgar Square, where hundreds faced Britain's National Gallery and took a knee. The march continued across the River Thames to the U.S. Embassy, where protesters packed in up against a police cordon. A Black Lives Matter group in London organized the protest. A Twitter account for Black Lives Matter UK, which said it is not affiliated with the London group, questioned a mass gathering while Britain is still largely under lockdown, adding, quote, "We are currently discussing the implications of calling a mass march in the middle of a pandemic that is killing us the most. Government statistics show British blacks of African descent are nearly four times more likely to die from COVID-19 than white Britons." Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to steadily rise. Johns Hopkins University is reporting well over 1.7 million confirmed infections and more than 104,000 deaths. Pope Francis delivered his first noon address at the window overlooking St. Peter's Square today for the first time in 3 months as Italy's coronavirus lockdown is eased. There were only a few hundred people in the square. Before the pandemic, tens of thousands crowded in on a typical Sunday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.